Hello and welcome to this quarter to 2022 energy trends transmission. That is April, May, and June of 2022. However, if you are listening to this at a later time, what is being shared will be beneficial because we're also going to be exploring some larger trends in the evolution in consciousness. So I'm Danielle Rama Hoffman, and I'm so delighted that you are here. So 2022 is a very special year, and it is the also 10-year cycle from 2012. So to set the context for Q2 of 2022, we're looking at a larger decade cycle. And if you want to explore that even more fully, you may want to check out my podcast episode on the art of spiritual advancement, which really goes a bit more deeply into that larger cycle. And yet for our purposes here, I'm bringing that energy in to recognize that there's an energy trend in 2022 that is guided by this larger 10-year cycle. So from December 21 of 2012 to December 22 of 2022. And so what that means is there's simultaneously, like especially in the first 6 months of this year, a completion energy and an integration energy of whom it is that you have become. And then as we get into Q3 and Q4 of 2022, there's this building energy that's building towards this 12/22/2022. As a completely up-leveled ascension spiral and consciousness kind of launching pad. So you may notice those two larger cycles where in the first 6 months, there's perhaps a lot of attention on completing things. And in the second 6 months, there'll be this kind of amping up to, okay, now that things have been completed and integrated, the next evolution of those or the expansion of those. So let's look at some examples. So for me, in the beginning of the year, I was really engaged in what the Magdalens call manifestation, milestone manifestations, and completing more long-term projects that also are an expression or an integration or an embodiment. So whenever we create something in the physical form, that's also a way that we embody who it is that we are as creator beings. So in the first 6 weeks, I was completing our manuscript, the guidebook that goes with our card deck that'll be published in 2023. And in the second six weeks, and still continuing on now, in quarter one, there's been this focus on rebranding the website and really having an outward expression of who it is that I have become. And so you may notice that for yourselves, there's a rite of passage. Now, of course, I'm a spiritual entrepreneur, and so those examples are related to my business, and you may have similar ones as well. And yet at Divine Transmissions, our primary purpose is really to lead the evolution in consciousness, and especially for other leaders of the evolution in consciousness. And so the form that your leadership takes is very much unique to you. And so you may be an expert in your field with a career, you may be retired, or there's all these different expressions, and yet you're devoted to raising consciousness on the planet. And so that is a little bit of the intro of just setting the stage for quarter two energy trends. And I'm just going to take a moment to bring in the guides here for them to share a little bit more about this next quarter in 2022. Hello, dear ones. This is Toth, the Magdalens, and an expanded council of light and love beings moving more into the forefront of this divine transmission. In addition to what was already shared, we would highlight that this first 6 months is about integration. And one of the ways that you integrate is by creating, as the examples of a book or a website, and other ways that you integrate is also blending and unifying and merging aspects of yourself in greater wholeness and greater peace and greater unity. And so you may notice that in addition to this wave of manifesting rites of passages or completing projects or ways of being, that the deeper questions are emerging when it comes to your path. There may be the exploration of what will bring the most meaning to you in this lifetime. And you may also be exploring internal, we're looking for a word, these are dualistic words, yet there may be some internal conflict, some internal battle, some internal struggle that has gotten more and more loud, that it's almost like if you could resolve that, reconcile that in quarter two, your path would be, there would be an opening. There would be, we don't want to say a clean slate, because it is not a time for clean slates. It's a time for maturation. It's a time for embodiment. It's a time for mastery. It's a time for really being in those next evolutionary stages in consciousness. And at the same time, when there is something that is flip-flopping within your system, or something that seems paradoxical, or two sides of you that aren't working together, so that may be like your spiritual side and your, we don't really use the word human yet, your human side, that there may be some reorientation or recalibration between those two sides. Or there may be this aspect of you that's really exploring how you can blend what is really the most important to you in this lifetime, even if they seem not to go fully together. And so your life is a vehicle for your evolution in consciousness. And the way that that internal struggle or paradox is showing up will be absolutely unique to you. And if this isn't a part of where you are, then great. There have been times where it has been there. And so it may be showing up in your relationships with your family or your loved ones, with your kids or your spouse or your friends or your coworkers or your team. And that there's this larger evolutionary cycle of completing outdated ways of being and integrating who it is that you have become. And that this is very much a time for vibrational leadership. And when your vibration is in some kind of a turmoil or some kind of a, like a washing machine kind of energy where there's a stirred up energy to it, then your vibrational leadership is a bit wishy-washy. The word end, A-N-D, is very pertinent to 2022. It's very pertinent to this larger wave of consciousness. For lack-based consciousness, separation consciousness, will try to share illusion lies that you have to choose either or. Either you're a mom or you are having a thriving career business mission. Either you are spiritual or you are material. Either you are insert whatever it is that is the, either you are divine or you are human. Either you are this or that. And the this or that is it creates a separation. And part of why you've incarnated during this time of an overlapping period of consciousness of duality and separation that now is no longer relevant in the same way that it was to evolve consciousness, and you've chosen to be in greater states of unity, of the new paradigm of ways of being, then that inner duality within you coming to a place of reconciliation as one thing is really key to prepare your system for the next 6 months and beyond of 2022. And so rather than this dance of as we do work with the spiritual leaders and entrepreneurs, one example that comes forward about this either or is like having many different facets of who it is that you are and tools in your toolbox. And so there may be this aspect of like either you're a yoga teacher or you're a acupuncturist or you're an EFT tapper or you're a hypnotherapist or you're a neuro-linguistic programmer or you're a channel or you are assisting others with money or you're assisting others with their mission or you're assisting others with their connection to themselves. Maybe you're a psychiatrist or psychologist, and either you take insurance or you have you go out of that system and you receive cash. Like there's some question in your field that is trying to, and you are the creator, so we don't mean this, that it's happening to you. The question in your field is there for you, chosen by you, to be a stand for the and, the A-N-D, that the word stand has A-N-D in it. And so as your stand for the end, it's like all of those different aspects. And we know we're using labels and modalities and you're much more than those expressions. And yet those have been aspects of your lifetime that you've gone into deeply. And it may be that tension between the two and that almost like a pushing to discard one and to say, okay, I'm getting on this boat and I'm no longer on that boat. It's really about integration. It's about that layering. So let's say all those layers of you are a wedding cake, just because a wedding cake has a lot of layers and it can be gluten-free and sugar-free, or it can be whatever it is. Yeah, we're just using this as an example. That really Q2, the foundations are all there. All the cakes, the layers of the cake are there. The flavors have been chosen. And it's really like putting the frosting on, smoothing out the rough edges, and having that frosting on the cake, the frosting of the cake of your unwillingness to be put in a box, or your unwillingness to have to decide between one thing or another, to really be integrated as the end, the A-N-D. So that will be a word that you may choose to focus on in quarter two. So we would complete at this time, and we invite you to really take a few moments, and if it's aligned for you, what are you devoting this quarter to? And all is light and love, and we are all.